Take it away.
All right. So lately I've been thinking, and I want to buy... So number one, I want to buy a flute, like a old school wooden, like Native American flute, so I can learn how to play it and like just impress people.
Okay.
You know? But I feel like that'd be cool. Like, I could be...
Like, that's just a cool skill.
That'd be a cool like, party trick. To, like, be the dude, like, oh, check out this... look at my flute. This is my flute, you guys. And then just play something, like, majestic sounding.
That would go hard.
Like, oh my god.
Like, go on a hike or something.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, like, playing guitar, like, that's cool, too. Like, the dude who can... like, being the guy in the group that plays guitar, you're already, like cool.
You're cool. You're a cool dude.
Cool points, for sure. But the flute.
But the flute is, like, the flute's, like... like, every group has the guy that plays guitar.
Yeah.
He's him.
Yeah.
But, like...
some unique,
like
some
you got
cool.
You got something different? You got the flute?
Because, like, I play piano, but pianos are not very portable, you know? Like, I can't whip out a piano whenever I want.
Check this out.
And, yeah.
You can keystroke flute.
Yeah, dude. Like, a nice... they're expensive, though. Like, a nice, like, wooden flute with nice varnish.
Good wood pole.
Yeah.
I have to put my mouth on that.
Engravings.
Oh. Weird... yeah. No, yeah.
Totally, yeah.
Love a nice flute.
Yeah. Do you want to play my skin flute?
I'll go brazy on your skin flute.
Allow it. Allow it. I'll allow it.
Great. Okay. Yeah. I was gonna... never mind. I was gonna do something stupid.
One of these days we should...
I was gonna do something really stupid.
Like what?
Like circle the microphone.
Oh my god, you're about to throat Michael? Jesus.
My mouth on the mic. And
just ear rape everyone listening to this?
It's just gonna suck it.
Like, you were ready to go for it. I saw you gear up right now.
How's that?
Just like, oh, the mic?
Yeah.
Dude.
Anyway.
You know what would be funny?
So,
if one of these days we record one of these episodes with an accent and just see how long we can go without like breaking.
Me personally, I'd break pretty instantly.
I think I would too, but it'd be funny if we like,
it'd be, like
really tried.
Like, if we like gave it
to
a
keep
go.
Going. it would spiral out so quickly
would go
though.
So left.
Yeah.
It'd go so left so quick.
Yeah.
Anyway, just real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Apologies if my laptop is making noises into the mic.
Well, we have the mic now, by the way.
Oh yeah, we're... is that getting louder?
I don't think so.
I think it's getting louder.
I mean, either way,
anyway,
it should be fine.
Okay, sorry. It's time for the silence, extended silence. Yeah. Michael's back. Michael's our microphone.
Yeah.
He's a cheap, shitty microphone that I purchased on Amazon to make our podcast feel more legit when we're actually... this is going to piss me off.
Okay. Michael's a day oneer, though. He's been with us since the beginning.
Michael is an OG. Unfortunately, I did just... I'm gonna kill somebody. I'm actually gonna
close some tabs. I think maybe that'll work.
What am I, dude? This is not good.
Put it under the pillow. There, sorry, technical difficulties. There we go. You might just have to power it off. I mean, if you're gonna, oh, there we go.
No.
Oh, okay.
So that. Okay. All right. Anyway.
Sorry
apologies.
About that, folks.
Apologies for that little fiasco.
Really, to get us started with this episode, we want to give a quick shout-out to probably our number one fan, our number one listener. Her name is Vanessa.
Vanessa, if you're listening to this, shout-out.
Yeah.
Shout-out. Because
she's probably listened to every single one of our episodes.
Probably. And I think one of like the most heartwarming things that's ever happened to me because of this show is... it was definitely after a long break of recording podcasts.
Yeah.
I think you and I both got a text from Vanessa that was like, guys, like it was pretty like immediately after we released like an episode after a long big break. And she was like, guys, I just listened to your new episode. And both of us were like, what? Like you still play that?
That
like,
is so sweet.
It was low key, like one of the coolest
so
experiences.
Nice.
It was awesome. Yeah. So Vanessa,
shout out.
You're
a real one.
You're the man.
Yes. You're
you're
that guy.
Man. You're that guy. You're him. You're actually him.
Himothy. Yeah.
Himothy for real.
Yeah. Anyway, I did have one thing that I wanted to talk to you about. Kind of, our intro kind of plays in a little bit. So, like, I was serious about the flute.
No, yeah.
But when I envision myself with the flute, right, and master, yeah. All right, relax.
With the flute.
I was just rubbing my eyes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But
when you envision yourself,
there's like a whole other like. So hear me out. All right. I daydream a lot, right, about, like, the future and, like, where my life's going and things like that. You look like a douchebag. Fix your hat.
Keep going.
You should look at yourself right now.
I'm satisfied.
All right, whatever. This dude just put his hat on in the dickiest way ever.
He's so not.
He looks like a... All
right. Talk about your daydreams. Tell me.
So I daydream, right? Tell me. Just about, like, just, like, you know, what my life's going to look like in the future. And I sort of have this dream, you know, like, this one pathway that my life could potentially go down. I don't know if it will, but it would be cool. I kind of want to just become, like, a hermit and, like, travel through the mountains and the coastal regions of countries. Like, basically backpack. I know we were kind of shitting on backpacking last episode. But if I were to become, like, a traveling hermit with, like, a backpack...
Okay. Are you telling me? You're gonna hate me. You're gonna hate me so much. Are you telling me that you, in a way, want to be an infamous nomad?
Yes. Yes, dude. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Infamous Nomad is like my gamer tag for everything. It's like my Discord name, my name on all the games
you
I play,
get, you
my
get ads on
Xbox,
Discord,
PlayStation, whatever. It's Infamous Nomad, and I think it would be really a really cool life to just kind of be a traveler who, like, I'm talking about some, like, Gandalf level shit, like
this
a walking
like some,
stick.
Like, some Doctor Strange
yes.
pre...
Yes,
like when he's on
traveling
his
to Kamar-Taj. Yes.
Good word, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to travel to town by town, go to other countries. There's a country in Asia called Bhutan. Mm-hmm. I would actually love to go to Bhutan one day.
Okay.
It's like a hippie country. I've done my research, like,
wow.
They have, like, a... Good country, good economy, you know. Their big thing is, like, they measure success on your happiness, not your wealth.
Oh, nice.
And they bring in, like, you know,
like respectable numbers.
Yeah, like their GDP's okay.
Okay.
You know, their like main exports are like fruit and running water. And they make all their money from like running water into electricity. Like,
oh wow.
It's a really peaceful country.
Okay, nice.
Beautiful. And I think that would be a cool life to live, to just be a wanderer. And, like, I would have my flute, and I'd just be the wandering stranger with the flute.
I would have my flute.
Yes. That would be such a cool life.
You bring in the peace
literally,
and vibes with your flute.
Yes. Just a traveler who travels everywhere. You know, I don't carry much on me, just the essentials. You know, meet people, learn about other cultures.
Okay.
You know. A lot of, you know, just a lot of, you know, scenery enjoying.
A lot of, like, just taking in.
A lot of sitting around the fire
with
strangers.
It's like that whole,
like,
pissing outside.
Yes,
like,
dude.
Like, just taking in the earth.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's rad.
That is something I could see myself doing.
I can get with that.
Now, the part that I do want to expand on that I think you can relate to is I have a lot of these different life scenarios. A lot of them. Like, I could see myself.
Okay. Yeah.
I can see
my
path diverging in a lot of different directions.
Yeah.
Down in my
100%.
Life. You know?
100%.
Like, I do love nature, but I also like the city a lot. Like, when I was a little kid, I always wanted to live in New York. I've been to New York. Love New York. I would totally live there. You know?
Yeah.
The other side to that coin of, like, me one day becoming, like, a hermit and, like, traveling stuff is also the flip side of me, like, having a really
like Wolf of Wall Street,
not a Wolf of Wall Street. Like, I wouldn't become a money guy, but like working in like a hotel or a restaurant because I really like hospitality.
Okay.
But basically living a really high stress life in a really busy area. I can also see myself doing that.
Just
honestly,
myself out.
Yeah,
no, but just like
I enjoy working
like
in high paid,
well,
yeah, fast paced, stressful environments. I thrive.
Yeah, being very like connected there.
Yeah. There's just a flip side to that coin. And then, you know, like, not being peaceful. Like, I do enjoy this, you know, like, when you get...
The rage,
the yelling at your coworkers, it's fun, dude.
The screaming,
fun,
the rage.
You know?
The...
There's a reason some people never leave the service industry. Because if you land a good gig, it's a really fun job. It can be a fun job, depending on what you do.
Yeah,
it's fun. The camaraderie, the lifestyle.
100%.
I could also see that for myself, you know?
I can see that. I see that.
Yeah. What about you? Do you have any like
dying early?
Dying early
for sure is one of them.
I think about that.
I don't promote death. There's a new. I feel like now that I should address this. There's a new like Spotify's rules, as we all know, which is. I use Spotify, so I say Spotify, but I'm sure, you know, we're on Apple Podcasts and other streaming services. But if I ever talk about death or dying or killing myself or anything like that, it's not real.
All jokes.
It's a joke. It's a jokey joke. It's an entertainment podcast. That's what we are. Yeah. We entertain.
It's a funny ha-ha.
It's silly, goofy.
Don't take any of it to heart.
If you actually are having serious thoughts about that stuff, seek help. There's numbers to call that I don't know off the top of my head. But start with 911. Try that.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that, but
seek help if necessary.
But
anyway,
dying early though.
Other lifestyles, like just going out quick with a bang, that used to be the big one. I used to, you know, be like, there's not really much. Like, I've done the cool, the fun. I've enjoyed my life, and I could go.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's more so like I want to build a life. Like I want to do stuff.
Yeah,
I want to experience some life. I want to travel around some stuff. I want to do stuff. There's one that's definitely like I drive professionally is one of my like lifestyles.
Oh yeah.
Like it doesn't matter for what. If it's crime or like stuntman.
Getaway driver.
I would be on some baby driver type shit. Or just, you know, like some stuntman driving or rally car driving or NASCAR racing. Any kind of driving.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. I used to have an old dream of just being an architect.
Me too.
Making a cool house and living in a house that I designed.
Me too. I used to think about being... I actually went to school for architecture.
Same. I'd like considered it for sure.
But it's a lot of school.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's like it's 6 years minimum.
Yeah, it's heavy.
And then more after
that. Heavy. So that was one of the things I considered. Part of me... And I think, honestly, I will do this later in my life if I don't do it soonish. Is go maybe not to culinary school, but like some kind of like learn to really cook.
Oh yeah, me too. That's definitely.
I want to know how to make anything. I want to be able to like open a pantry of like one that I'm not familiar with,
and just pull
and
things
look
out,
at stuff and be like, I can make this with these items.
I can work with that.
Yeah, right. I want to be able to. I can work with that.
I've always liked cooking a lot.
It's sick.
Like I would do that. I would totally like just be a chef. In like a really fancy rush, that'd be cool.
Yeah, no, that'd be pretty sick. And then you know other random ones like just being like a scuba diver instructor.
That'd be cool too.
Just kind of living in the water. Just
yeah.
Like, all right, guys, look at all these creatures. They're cool.
Yeah.
That's it. Or like guided tours type beat.
I feel like I'd be a great tour guide.
I would not.
Why do you think you just? Fuck with the thing. People.
I think I would just lie about everything.
Like, see how much lying you get away.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of fun. I would occasionally.
I would just like throw stuff in there that's like, this is actually, you know, like if I'm, I don't even know, I'll be like, you know, if I'm somewhere tropical, and I see bananas, I'd be like, fun fact, Genghis Khan was the first person to ever eat a banana, and people would be like, really? I'd be like, nope. I just lied.
Oh, I would be like, if I was doing like a city tour and we passed this random apartment building, like just a random
just
one,
like,
and be like, and I was doing like a bus tour and be like, and this house, just last week, 6 people were murdered with baseball bats house.
Just like horrible statistics.
Yeah.
Mine would be like at least semi-wholesome. They'd be like, you know, we're passing by this building. It's actually where they filmed whatever movie, and people would be like, oh, that's so sick. And then I think honestly my favorite, one of my like biggest joys is like lying to someone and then telling them immediately after just to see their excitement die.
That is a lot of fun.
And again, bringing it back to Vanessa, I do this to her all the time. I'll just make shit up and tell her.
She does believe everything.
Like, I'm sorry, V.
It's true.
But I'll just like make some shit up and be like, yeah, this happened, and she's like, oh my god, really? And I'm like, no.
Nope. See how easily you believe me, you dummy? Yeah, it is
no.
Really fun.
Yeah, no, and then, yeah, just like, or I do this all, especially, it's the worst. I'm actually so bad. It's to people I don't know. My classmates from school, I tell them all kinds of shit that's not real. All kinds of shit. Like, Just I don't even know. I can't even think of stuff off the top of my head.
But just like their most random thing.
Just stuff. Yeah. Or like, I do this at work. I do this at work all the time. I think this has come up on our podcast. I work at K1 Speed. It's a go-karting place. And someone will come in, and if they're a bad driver, you know, me and my coworkers might say to each other, like, "God damn, like, he's not a good driver." And then I'll be like, "Dude, that's my dad." or like, "Dude, don't talk shit on him. That's my dad, or that's my cousin, or that's, you know, like, someone related to me." And they're like, their face just drops.
No, that really,
they go expressionless, and they're just like, "Are you serious?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
Dude, that's a great way
and
to
And they're
fuck
like,
with people.
"I'm so sorry." I'm like, "I'm just fucking with you."
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
And they're like, I've seen that happen for real. Like, I was working with two of my coworkers, and it was my guy coworker and my girl coworker, and this customer walks in the store, and it's a girl, and my girl coworker is like, "Look at that fucking bitch." Like, I can already tell she's gonna be a pain in the ass. And like, I was like, "That's my girlfriend." And then she's like, "I'm so
That
funny.
Is so funny."
And it's funny because all of us were hanging out yesterday.
That's so funny.
And then I kind of gave her, she was like, "Hey, remember when you were like," I mean, she's like, "Stop, I didn't know." Like,
that's,
it was so,
that's dude, it's the funniest shit on the planet. If you haven't today, go lie to your friends. Right? If,
yeah,
you,
go
if
out
you're
and
listening
lie.
To this, go out and go, like, make something up. Make some innocent thing up. And be like, you know, actually, chimpanzees use their own shit to, like, style their fur.
Yeah, like pomade. Like,
yeah, they use it like a pomade, and they hold their like, fur down with that.
Yeah.
People are like, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "No."
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I lied.
Go lie more. Go, nothing wrong with a little white lie.
Just as long as it's
just
not,
for
like,
funds.
Like,
yeah.
Like, just don't lie when it's bad.
Yeah, don't big little lies.
Yeah, like, you're not about to walk into a police station and be like, "There's a bomb. I have a bomb."
Yeah.
You know what? If you're feeling really ballsy, walk into a police station and be like, I have a bomb strapped to me. If you really want to sell it, make sure you're sweating a lot, kind of crying, visibly shaking, wearing oversized clothes, and kind of like, maybe, you know, have someone give you a couple good clean shots to the face, punch you up, rough you up a little bit.
Yeah.
And walk in there shaking, sweating, and nervous. And like,
or just go into a bank, or, you know, oh, I heard this.
Go into a bank,
dude.
Pull out a gun, and...
You guys want to know a great way to cut the line in a bank? I don't know why there's ATMs. No one goes into banks anymore. But if you're ever inside the bank in line waiting for a teller, and you want to, like, shorten the line, get people out of you, just go into the bank with a pair of gloves, right? And then if there's someone behind you, just tap them on the shoulder, start putting the gloves on, and be like, "Now would be a good time to leave."
God.
Or just go into random, like, anything. Banks, coffee shops, Subway, whatever.
Yeah,
what do you want? Just,
wherever you are.
When it's your turn to be helped, when you get to the counter, don't say anything. Just slide them a note, a folded note that says, "I have a gun," written in pen.
Oh my God.
And see how far you can get. They might give you all their money.
No, facts. You might get out of there with extra money than when you came in.
Of course.
Again, with the rules, don't do that.
This is
don't
a joke.
Actually
I'm not
do
trying
that.
To incite a mob or anything.
Don't do that.
Yeah. As a joke.
Hopefully our podcast doesn't get canceled.
Oh, not at all.
I don't think it would.
Of course not.
I
do this
shit,
all.
Hope not.
You should.
Otherwise, the shout out to Vanessa would go.
Role play this, wink wink, within your own home. Wink wink.
Of course, wink wink.
Yeah, definitely not in public. In these actual establishments.
Wink,
don't do
wink.
That.
Yeah, never.
That'd be silly.
Never. Yeah. Go reenact
anyway.
Your favorite, you know, what's, you know, favorite movie that involves heavy crime? Training Day.
Training Day.
Go,
good movie.
Go reenact it.
Yeah.
Just go do it.
Heat. Those of you like the movie Heat.
Yeah.
Pretty good movie.
You know. American Sniper.
American Sniper.
Just go pretend you're Bradley Cooper and go wild.
Buy a sniper.
Go, yeah. See how easily you can go pick up a sniper. Go to your local sniper store.
I'd like a sniper.
I'd like a sniper today. and then just walk out that day. And then, or if you really want to one up, go to the sniper store with a sniper and get more snipers.
Just load
it. Be like,
yeah.
Give me.
Yeah. Or like, can I trade this in? I don't really like this one. Can I get a different one?
Yeah. Just like trade it in.
Do you have any ID? He's like, I have a picture of it. He's like, oh, that's cool.
And he's like, yeah, I'll take it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Like, I have a piece of paper.
How much is the ammo? We actually get a free crate with your first purchase. So.
That's perfect.
There you go. And you get this little punch card. So your 10th crate's free also.
Me, if I ever own a sniper store.
If I ever own a gun store. Oh, dude. I'm going to have a rewards app and everything. Rewards app. Yeah. 500 points gets you a hand grenade.
I have a points program. Yeah. Yeah, if you come in with... I have a kill card. If you see any wanted posters and you come in with the wanted poster on the body, you get the reward granted from whoever put the poster up and a sniper for free.
And your name on the leaderboard.
Yeah, you get like kill of the month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're having a special this month on Thursdays for Claymore Landmines. If you want...
we're going to... Welcome to Jack and Benny's... armed and dangerous devices.
Oh, yeah. We also sell automobile attachments. If you want to mount a Gatling gun on your truck.
100%. You need that shit on the roof? I got you.
Anything you want.
Anything you want. You want to armor your vehicle? You want to put a battering ram on it? Do you want to take out the president?
Yes.
We can equip you.
We can
help you.
Yeah. We can sell handbooks, pamphlets.
We can hook you up.
Yeah.
Actually, me personally, as co-owner of the store, I have a master class of assassination.
Oh, yeah.
If you need
takedowns, stealth approaches.
Any assistance.
100%. And if you're looking for affordable melee weapons, we have a clearance rack in the back.
Yeah, seriously. With like, for only $49.99 a year, you can subscribe and get a weapon once a month.
Yes,
every month.
Do monthly subscriptions, like a surprise box every month.
It's a surprise box. If you don't like it, you can bring it in and exchange it for something of equal or lesser value.
If you don't want to claim your box one month, you can just hit no and then
you can
claim
cancel.
It next month.
We have zero cancellation fees.
Zero cancellation fees.
The startup fee is only $129.
Yes.
It's so cheap.
We actually buy weapons, too. If you want to sell us some of your old weapons, we buy back.
We buy back.
We usually throw it on clearance. You know, some guy sold us a spiked bat and a machete. It's on the clearance rack.
On the first Tuesday of every month is lost and found bin.
Oh, yeah.
We just find weapons and knives and stuff. Yeah. You just come and claim it.
Come claim it.
Just come get it.
Yeah.
Come get it.
Do a little
free.
Mini yard sale in front,
front
of the building.
Yeah, no. It's great.
Little table out. Yeah.
It's super, it's exciting stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a very growing economy.
It's pretty lucrative.
You know, we kind of have a monopoly on this market. Not a lot of guys are giving out weapons. Not like us.
Nope.
Nobody does it like us.
Nobody's doing it like us. We do gift cards, you know? If you have any friends who are interested and their birthday's coming up, gift cards.
Yeah. Actually, we have tons of collaborations and partnerships with other companies.
With
other weapons development companies.
Yep.
We just opened our first international location.
Oh, yeah. We have some clients overseas.
Yeah. No, we're doing... We do well for ourselves.
We do quite well. And, we can help you do well as well.
we can help you.
Yeah.
Do you need assistance? I got you.
Gotcha. This might be like the biggest tangent we've had. Like this went. I did not expect
this
to go
this way.
This
is actually just like
I have no idea what we were talking
about. I don't know where we started. I remember shouting out Vanessa and
shout out Vanessa by the way.
Shout out Vanessa by the way.
Yeah.
Just like periodically through the episode was like, hey, shout out Vanessa.
Yeah, by the way,
if your name's Vanessa. Shout out.
Yeah.
You're the man.
I hope we don't get, like, demonetized for all that.
That'd be kind of wild.
Yeah, that would be.
But we have such a good company.
Yeah, we're very reliable.
We're very wholesome.
Oh, yeah. Family owned.
Yeah.
You know?
I keep a personal connection with each client, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We're very personable people.
We have regulars.
You were all invited to my Thanksgiving party.
Of course. Yeah. We'll 100%. Do a little potluck at the, you know, local city center.
At the gun store.
Yeah.
Our potluck is actually just every crime family bringing in weapons and loot.
Yeah.
And we kind of do a little, you know, for Christmas we have a white elephant. It's just drugs, weapons, and money.
Yeah.
You know, you get what you get.
I got a beautiful set of elephant tusk brass knuckles.
That's what I'm saying. I got a free card from this guy that said he'll beat the shit out of anyone with a fire extinguisher.
Oh, nice.
Free of charge.
Oh, I've seen that guy around.
Yeah, I just have to give him a call, be like, hey, I got a hit for you. And he's like, all right, I got my fire extinguisher.
Nice guy.
He's a great
guy. That's genius.
Great
honestly.
Guy. I see him. Hey, hi, the kids. Good? All right. Can you go beat the fuck out of that guy?
Yeah.
Thanks.
See
you Tuesday.
Go. Guy on the corner of 6th and Jefferson.
Yeah. I'll see you next Thursday. Yeah. Are we still on for basketball later this week?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Great.
You're going to get that pickup game, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't ball hard without balls.
Okay. Going back, now I remember what we were talking about, and that kind of segues into something I know we both also want.
Basketball?
Like, no. But just being a dad, like, having dad qualities.
Yeah.
Know? Like, eventually in life, as a guy, you definitely start to acquire dad qualities. whether it be like you just get really into like your lawn.
No, true.
You know, like the upkeep of like it's like what you were saying earlier about like building a life, like yeah, building and maintaining. Like the maintenance is a big part.
Yeah.
Of being a guy,
it's,
I feel like
it's yeah, like enjoying, like creating something and watching it grow, making something beautiful and continuing to beautify.
Yes.
I don't even know if that's a word.
But it is now.
It is.
You know, just
let's beautify it.
Because I feel like another big guy thing is like, I feel like guys are very practical, and sometimes that translates into us being kind of cheap when it comes to certain things.
Yeah.
Like you know the whole like if it ain't broke don't fix it.
Yeah.
The whole like I feel like
that's very real.
It is real, and there are some things when you're a guy where you're like I need a new one. Like so we do like new things.
Yeah. No.
We like
new things. New is good.
But some things. You know, with a practical approach, you're like, it's fine. Like, it works great, and I take care of it.
Yeah.
I fix it up all the time. It's fine.
There's no need. Yeah. There's no need to. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
No, that's for
you. You know, or just like dad shit. You know,
dad shit
goes hard, man.
Dad shit goes hard, and then like you get certain like you get dad past things.
Yeah.
Of just like, you know, you eat someone else's food. You're like, I was hungry.
Yeah.
Like, you just, like,
yeah.
And then everyone's like, dad, always hungry, that guy.
That's Jim. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, always eating everyone's food. Or, you know, like, there's just, like, those things about them when you meet a guy, you know, like for Jim in this case, where they're like,
yeah.
Don't leave your food around Jim. He'll eat it. And, like, people just know that about you.
And then it's just cool.
And, yeah. And
you're
then,
a
or,
nice guy.
Or just like, hey, like, that Jim guy, you should see his lawn. Fucking nuts.
Oh yeah.
You know, or like you just see him polish all of his guns.
Yeah. Oh, like dad gadgets.
Gadgets.
I just got this beautiful new grilling set.
Exactly.
You know, beautiful. I got the you know
dads
the,
go brazy
the tongs.
On the meats.
They do, bro.
Dads
smoking,
go crazy on
smoking
the
meats. Dude. Oh my
facts,
god. Like
bro.
I'm not into that right now, but
I'd
like to be. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, I
got this wood blend.
Oh,
try it, dude. Try it in the new smoker.
You can get so into it. There's like just so.
There's so much stuff.
It's crazy.
All the different cuts of meat, and all the different things you can make.
All the spice blends.
Oh my
dude,
god. The rubs.
The tools. The rubs.
I'd love to rub
the sides.
The
dude.
Sides.
Oh, you got to create it with the sides too.
You
could
smoke
the sides and the meat in the same smoker.
That's what I'm talking about,
dude. Oh my
dude,
god.
Like, bro, you talking about some grilled peppers and shit?
Jalapeno poppers, chicken wings, stuffed peppers. Steaks? Oh my god, dude.
dude, stuff my peppers with your meat. That's what I'm talking about.
Say less. Stuffed peppers are really good.
Stuffed peppers,
bro.
They fuck hard.
They fuck hard.
Stuffed peppers fuck hard.
100%.
Yeah. So, yeah. Facts. Dad shit. Dad lore.
Dad lore.
Then, yeah, then you get to bring out the dad lore.
Yeah.
The shit that was, like, super illegal when you were a kid, and then you're
yeah,
like, I did that when I was a kid. Everyone's
nonsense.
Like, dude, what the fuck? And you're like,
yeah.
I was a kid.
You're just casually grilling burgers or casually, like, polishing
like,
your golf
yeah, like,
clubs.
I shot a guy.
Yeah. He's like, you know, I jumped off a cliff into a ravine once.
Yeah. No facts.
It took me 3 days to make it out of there. I thought I would die for sure.
And then you just, like, flip the burger.
Yeah.
And they're like,
you just, like, tee off.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just those ones where it's like, oh, did I ever tell you about that time I drove my car off a cliff into an ocean, almost drowned? They're like, no. You're like, it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
And yeah, I think I would also make up some dad... yeah, absolutely, like, whiff it.
Yeah.
Just, like, fuck it up. yeah, or, like, I also think, going back to, like, the whole, like, gaslighting thing, I would make up some dad lore.
That'd
like,
be pretty
oh,
cool.
Have you not seen my published series on the Vietnam War? And they're like, what? And you're like, just kidding.
Or like when you're like, your kid gets in trouble at school, like, you know, when I was in school, the dean used to skin our arms off. Like, he used to take a piece of the skin off our arms.
He used to take a potato peeler and just go to town.
And
on
just
your
take
arm.
A slice right
Jesus
off your
Christ.
Arm. You know, so you do that shit again.
You know, like, yeah, he used to just grab your, put your hand flat on the desk and break your fingers back.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why my hands are all fucked
yeah.
up.
Yeah, my math teacher used to remove our fingernails if he caught us
God.
Cheating or chewing gum.
Damn. Facts.
That's how I feel like, though, like, my dad talks about school. Like, I feel like, our,
like
you know dads do that.
Oh, no, it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah. One time I will say, I've lived out the movie experience of scraping gum off a desk. I had to stay after school, middle school, and scrape gum off the desk. Oh, that was actually fucking miserable.
I've never had to do that. I've had to like about that. I've had to like write a word on the board like 1,000 times.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't remember what. I think it was a sentence.
I was not serious about it. I made mine up. Yeah. I've never scraped gum off the desk. But that would have been funny though.
Yeah.
And sad. Yeah. 1,000 sentences.
Not 1,000. But like, I basically just like, filled.
Write this for 45 minutes type thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what you wrote?
Nope. Don't remember.
Been a real naughty boy.
Something like that.
Real naughty, naughty boy.
I don't even remember what
My
I did.
My teacher bent me over and spanked me a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that, you know, that was...
That was more of, like, the fun.
That was the reg. You know, yeah.
I was, like, I would go to class on Saturdays for Saturday school.
Saturday school, yeah.
And just get spanked a lot and...
It's like, oh, I'm here for my spanking? You're what? He's like...
Detention.
Principal's orders. I don't know what to tell you, bro. Here you go. Yeah, do it.
Sorry, bro. It's just how it is. Yeah, when I was 8 years old, I dapped up my principal and was like, all right, I'm going to go get spanked. And he was like, what? And I was like, nothing, bro. Called him bro.
Oh, yeah.
Then I grabbed his dick and tickled it.
Tug. Twist it.
I gave it a little twist
grab
and tug.
Grab his dick and twist it.
Grab his dick and twist it.
Twist it. Give
it a little tuggy-tuggy and a little shootsy-goopy.
This turned gay again. It always does.
I'd be doing that.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
I'd be getting happens. Fruity.
Yeah.
No fruitcake.
Yeah.
No. I think it all started when I almost went down on the mic. I almost sucked off Michael.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love my gays.
Yeah.
It's all good, you know.
We're allies.
Yeah, go crazy. Yeah. Go crazy. Oh, you know, honestly, go crazy.
You know what we forgot to do? We forgot to do our ASMR intro. Yeah.
Should we? I think it's a little late now.
Well, here's what we'll do. All right.
I say we bang out one more. We can make it even a little short. We can, a bonus episode.
Yeah, we'll do a bonus ASMR.
Ooh.
Jesus, dude. Damn it.
You know what I remember just now? That happens to you when the mic comes out.
It does, dude. I never voice crack except when the mic's on.
Until Michael's on the table.
You guys make me nervous.
I guess we're nervy. I'd say we could definitely put out a little bonus episode and, you know, our audience can enjoy that. You know what? We'll dedicate our bonus episode to you, Vanessa, our most loyal fan.
Oh, yeah. I don't know whether or not she likes ASMR, but... Sounds for you though.
But yeah, we're gonna ASMR your fucking eardrums off.
Yeah. So get ready, people.
Get That's ready, coming. Vanessa. You're gonna fucking hear that. And if you don't like it,
Just log off, I guess.
Yeah, just don't listen.
Go about your rest of your day.
Just do whatever you want
to
do.
Yeah, listen to some music.
Slightly less funny.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, I say we just wrap it up right here.
Yeah.
Just call it a
catch you later, everybody.
See you guys.